Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marcia Dotton Chandler, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 11, 1857, the Barbadian newspaper shared the report of the Committee of the Board of Health of Barbados, appointed to assess and recommend measures to improve the sanitary conditions on the island of Barbados. The committee's primary concern was the scourge of cholera, which had decimated the island in 1854, causing the death of 20,727 people. The cholera epidemic was described in the print as the most fearful of all maladies and had been so destructive that it had demanded the primary attention of the Board of Health and medical authorities alike. The board intended to implement changes after considering the data gathered by Dr. Sutherland, who had previously investigated and reported on cholera outbreaks in England. Stating that epidemics were essentially preventable, Dr. Sutherland's findings emphasized the need to properly construct cities where drainage, potable water, and proper sanitization practices were factored into the infrastructure and written into legislation. The report listed the reasons for the spread of cholera: overcrowding, closely built houses, waste, bad water, and air pollution, mostly in Bridgetown. Key areas of concern were Church Village and Rabbit's Ground, where the low topographical location exasperated the imperfect drainage and highlighted the lack of gutters. The dwellings were often said to be in a dilapidated state. Floors damp with dirt saturated by the contaminated moisture escaping the refuse from the streets. The dwellings were also found to be overpopulated and lacking ventilation. For these reasons, the report suggested these areas were hotbeds for infectious disease. Mr. Lewis Samuels, Director of Public Works in Trinidad a few years prior, had also provided a report of a survey he conducted regarding the water supply to Bridgetown. He suggested that the tenement dwellings should allocate a minimum of 1,200 cubic feet of space per household inhabitant. Furthermore, dwellings should be separated by a minimum of 12 to 20 feet. Noting that most of these wooden dwellings in Bridgetown were illegally erected, the committee's report recommended that the wooden dwellings on legally leased land be numbered and registered with the magistrates of Bridgetown, making it easier to track down a law-breaking or disease-spreading occupant. Referencing the Public Health Act of 1853, the committee recommended the district medical officer keep constant supervision over those districts of concern. The medical officer was tasked with assessing the possible causes for an outbreak, arranging for the removal of the offending person or material, and the execution of any other sanitization measures to prevent the spread of the disease at its first appearance. The sanitization steps included cleansing, a lime washing of an entire neighborhood if necessary, the addition of ventilation points, the provision of a better water supply, and a dispersion of the concentrated populace in places deemed overpopulated. If the disease should outbreak in a particular home, the excess inhabitants should be ousted and given temporary refuge. The Committee of the Board of Health of Barbados also concluded that access to clean, potable water in Bridgetown was of paramount importance to the health and comfort of its inhabitants. On this day in Barbados, March 11, 1857, the Barbadian newspaper shared the report of the Board of Health's committee, appointed to find solutions to the devastating cholera epidemic of 1854.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.